times be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
And now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你再次给我们这样良好的机会，可以在你的面前领受你的道理。求主今天引领我们所研究的题目，帮助我们不但是明了，更是求主加增我们的信心，使我们可以接受主的福音。我们这样的祈求完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Our subject for today is the unseen helpers.
今天所要研究的题目是看不见的助手。
This is Lesson 96.
这是第96课。
Lesson 96.
第96课。
The Unseen Helpers.
看不见的助手。
But let him ask in faith.
只要凭着信心求。
With no doubting.
一点也不疑惑。
James 1:6.
雅各书第一章六节。
It is the prayer of faith which is rewarded.
凭着信心的祈祷才是能够得到赏赐。
The Bible is full of stories of men and women of faith.
圣经里头充满了那些富有信心的男女们的故事。
Whose prayers have been answered in miraculous ways.
他们的祈祷曾经以一些个神奇的方式得到了回答。
They are too many to list.
但是把他们一一的列举出来那是太多了。
However, a few stories of answered prayer will be related briefly in this lesson.
我在今天我们在这一课里头要概要的提到几个祈祷蒙垂听的故事。
Showing how God sent His messengers, the angels,
显示出上帝怎么样差遣他的使者，也就是天使，
to the aid of men who prayed,
来帮助那些祈祷的人。
Angels were often sent to help Jesus in His ministry on earth.
天使曾经常常奉差遣来协助耶稣基督在地上的工作。
After fasting 40 days in the wilderness,
在旷野里头禁食了40天之后,
and enduring Satan's temptations,
并受了撒旦的试探,
angels came and ministered to him.
天使就来伺候他。
Matthew 4:11,
马太四章十一节。
Again in the Garden of Gethsemane,
还有在克西马尼园里头,
before Jesus was to suffer for us,
在耶稣要为我们受难之前,
God sent an angel to strengthen him.
上帝就差遣天使来加添他的力量。
Luke 22:43,
路加22章第43节。
Daniel, the faithful servant of the Most High,
但以理至高上帝的忠心仆人
was thrown into the den, the lion's den,
他曾经被扔在狮子的坑里
because he insisted on worshipping the true God in pagan Babylon.
因为他曾经在异教的巴比伦坚持敬拜真神上帝。
However, the lions did not touch him.
但是狮子却没有伤害他。
The next morning, the king himself came to the den.
第二天早晨，王亲自来到坑的旁边
to inquire if Daniel were still alive.
来探问但以理是不是仍旧活着。
From the pit, below, he heard the familiar voice of God's servant say,
从下面的坑里头，他就听见了上帝的仆人那熟悉的声音说，
My God hath sent his angel,
我的上帝差遣使者，
and hath shut the lion's mouth,
封住狮子的口，
that they have not hurt me,
叫狮子不伤我。
Daniel 6:22.
但以理六章第二十二节。
Long ago, in the days when Hezekiah was king of Judah,
很久以前，在西西家做犹大王的时候，
the Assyrians threatened to take the city of Jerusalem.
亚述人他们恐吓要攻取耶路撒冷城。
The Assyrian army had conquered other nearby kingdoms.
亚述的军队已经征服了附近的各个王国。
Now the king of Assyria sent messengers to Hezekiah saying,
现在亚述王就打发他的使者去对西西家这样说，
Do not let your God on whom you rely deceive you,
不要听你所倚靠的上帝欺哄你，
by promising that Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.
说耶路撒冷必不交在亚述王的手中。
Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands.
你总听说亚述诸王向列国所行的，
destroying them utterly,
乃是进行灭绝。
And shall you be delivered?
难道你还能得救吗？
When Hezekiah received the letter,
西西家接到了这封信之后，
the Bible says he went up into the house of the Lord,
圣经就说他到了主的殿里头去，
and spread it before God,
把这封信放在上帝的面前。
Then Hezekiah prayed earnestly,
然后西西家就恳切地祷告说，
O Lord, the God of Israel,
就是耶和华以色列的上帝，
who art enthroned above the cherubim,
就是坐在两基路伯之上的，
thou art the God,
你是上帝，
thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth,
你是天下万国的上帝，
thou hast made heaven and earth,
你曾创造天地，
incline thy ear, O Lord,
耶和华求你侧耳而听，
and hear, open thy eyes,O Lord, and see,
耶和华求你睁眼而看，
and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God,
要听希拿基利打发使者来辱骂永生上帝的话。
Of a truth, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their land,
耶和华，亚述诸王果然使列国和列国之地变为荒凉。
And have cast their gods into the fire,
将列国的神像都扔在火里。
For they were no gods,
因为他们本不是神。
But the work of men's hands,
乃是人手所造的。
Wood and stone,
是木头石头的。
Therefore they were destroyed,
所以灭绝他们。
So now, O Lord our God,
耶和华我的上帝啊，
save us, I beseech thee, from his hand,
现在求你拯救我们脱离亚述王的手，
that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou, O Lord, art God alone,
使天下万国都知道唯独你耶和华是上帝。
2 Kings 19:15-19.
列王记下十九章十五到十九节。
Such a prayer did not go unanswered.
这样的祈祷是没有不蒙听允。
We read in verse 35.
我们再看第三十五节。
And that night the angel of the Lord went forth.
当夜耶和华的使者出去。
And slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians.
在亚述营中杀了十八万五千人。
And when men arose early in the morning,
清早有人起来一看，
behold, These were all dead bodies.
都是死尸了。
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营。
And delivereth them.
搭救他们。
Psalm 34:7.
诗篇34:7.
Though usually unseen by men,
虽然平常人是看不见他们。
They are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to those who will be saved.
他们是奉服役的灵奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力
See Hebrews 1:14
希伯来书第一章十四节
Once the prophet Elisha lived in the town of Dothan
有一次先知以利沙住在多丹城里
One morning the people woke up to find their village surrounded by an enemy army
有一天清早人醒来结果发现他们的村庄被敌人的军队围困了
Elisha's servant upon seeing the troops cried
伊丽莎的仆人起来看见了那些军队就呼叫着说
Alas, my master
哀哉我主啊
What shall we do?
我们怎样行才好呢
He, that is Elisha, said
神人就是伊丽莎说
Fear not
不要惧怕
For those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Then Elisha prayed and said,
祈祷说,
O Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see.
耶和华,求你开着少年人的眼目使他能看见。
So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man.
耶和华开他的眼目。
And he saw.And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
2 Kings 6:15-17
列王记下六章十五至十七节。
Today God is just as willing to send angels to the aid of those who call upon him.
今天上帝照样愿意差遣天使来帮助那些呼求他的人
As he was in days of old
正如同古的时候一样
Many times angels have protected us from unseen dangers
天使曾经多次保护我们度过了呢我们所看不见的危险
Appearing like human beings they have protected God's faithful children from evil men
他们也曾经像人的模样显现出来保护上帝忠心的儿女脱离要伤害他们的恶人
yes. Protected them from evil men who would do them harm
就是要伤害他们的那些恶人
We are never alone
我们是不孤单的
Angels which excel in strength
有优越的力量的天使
are always at our side
是经常在我们的身旁
Let us never do anything to cause the angels to turn in sorrow away from us
但愿我们绝不要做任何事情使天使悲伤地转离我们
When we yield to sin
当我们向罪恶屈服的时候
it brings them grief
就会使他们忧伤难过
When we resist a temptation
当我们抵抗试探
and gain a victory
获得胜利的时候
they rejoice
他们就欢乐
we do not have very many words to pronounce
这一刻我们的生字不是很多
let us look at them the vocabulary words to lesson 96
现在我们来看这第96课的生字
the first one is miraculous
第一个是神奇的
Miraculous To Wilderness
旷野
Wilderness The third one is Chariots
马车
Chariots Alright, let's read this lesson 96 over in English
现在我们把这一课就是第96课用英文再念一遍。
It is entitled The Unseen Helpers.
题目是看不见的助手。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting. James 1:6. It is the prayer of faith which is rewarded. The Bible is full of stories of men and women of faith whose prayers have been answered in miraculous ways. They are too many to list. However, a few stories of answered prayer will be related briefly in this lesson, showing how God sent his messengers, the angels, to the aid of men who prayed. Angels were often sent to help Jesus in his ministry on earth. After fasting 40 days in the wilderness and enduring Satan's temptations, angels came and ministered to him. Matthew 4:11. Again, in the Garden of Gethsemane, before Jesus was to suffer for us, God sent an angel to strengthen him. Luke 22:43. Daniel, the faithful servant of the Most High, was thrown into the lion's den because he insisted on worshiping the true God in pagan Babylon. However, the lions did not touch him. The next morning, the king himself came to the den to inquire if Daniel were still alive. From the pit below, he heard the familiar voice of God's servant say, "My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." Daniel 6:22. Long ago, in the days when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the Assyrians threatened to take the city. The Assyrian army had conquered other nearby kingdoms. Now the king of Assyria sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Do not let your God, on whom you rely, deceive you by promising that Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, destroying them utterly. And shall you be delivered?" 2 Kings 19:10. When Hezekiah received the letter, the Bible says he went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before God. Then Hezekiah prayed earnestly, "O Lord, the God of Israel, who art enthroned above the cherubim, thou art the God, thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Of a truth, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their land, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they were destroyed. So now, O Lord our God, save us, I beseech thee, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou, O Lord, art God alone." Such a prayer did not go unanswered. We read in verse 35, "And that night the angel of the Lord went forth and slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Psalm 34:7. Though usually unseen by men, they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will be saved. See Hebrews 1:14. Once the prophet Elisha lived in the town of Dothan. One morning, the people woke up to find their village surrounded by an enemy army. Elisha's servant, upon seeing the troops, cried, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He, Elisha, said, "Fear not, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. 2 Kings 6:15-17, according to the Revised Standard Version. Today, God is just as willing to send angels to the aid of those who call upon him as he was in days of old. Many times angels have protected us from unseen dangers. Appearing like human beings, they have protected God's faithful children from evil men who would do them harm. We are never alone. Angels which excel in strength are always at our side. Let us never do anything to cause the angels to turn in sorrow away from us. When we yield to sin, it brings them grief. When we resist a temptation and gain a victory, they rejoice. I trust this lesson has brought courage to your heart.
我相信这一刻已经带给你几个鼓励。
To know that there are these ministering spirits who are at your side to serve you.
因为你知道在你的身旁就有上帝所差遣的服侍你的灵在那个地方。
Let us accept the salvation which God offers.
还有我们接受上帝所要赐给我们的救恩。
For the angels minister especially to those who are preparing for salvation.
因为天使是奉差遣特别为那些要承受救恩的人效力。
Not only in the Bible are there stories of angels ministering to men.
不单是在圣经里头记载天使为人而服务。
There are stories in modern Christianity which tell of angels doing the same thing.
现代的基督教也有许多的故事提到天使为那些人而服务。
We need these heavenly beings with us to protect and to guide.
我们需要这些从天而来的使者与我们同在保护我们。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
我愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。